a human joy that I want you to know about is that later today, we're going to be writing some prayers on some cards and some pencils. And so yesterday, I was here putting the pencils out, and I ran out of sharpened pencils, and I didn't find the sharpener. So I texted Susie, our administrator, "Do you know where the pencil sharpener is?" Well, she didn't respond in about 15 minutes, and I had to go somewhere else. But later last night, about 10 o'clock, I get a text. "I came in, I sharpened 100 pencils for you, and they're on your desk." I do love this place, and I love Susie. So if you see, when you see her, thank her. And I will place one additional pebble in the water for all, to represent all those joys and sorrows left unspoken. May we hold them close to our hearts and add them one by one to the fabric of this community and to the tapestry of this congregation. Prayer. For multiple reasons, many Unitarian Universalists are conflicted about prayer. For the atheist or the agnostic, or for the one whose ultimate truth resides in ever-unfolding rose petals of mystery that are still further enveloped in even deeper mystery, pray to whom? Pray to what? For the theist, who applies his or her faculties of reason to the apparent random nature of life's experience, leading to the understanding that, for example, bad things do happen to good people, what would be the point of prayer? Pray why? Is prayer anything more than a selfish request for specific actions to be done for one's behalf? Possibly at the expense of others? Is prayer in this way even moral or ethical? Writer and counselor Catherine Woodward Thomas writes, "The holiest moments of our lives are when we make the choice to turn towards life rather than away. In the face of all of life's toppling and shocking losses, to say a prayer that aligns us with all that is good, loving, and beautiful and true in the midst of the rubble and despair, and rather than ask God to make this better for us, to declare instead who we will be in the face of it." Catherine Woodward Thomas. We can pray in many different ways. Can meditation be a prayer? Can our life's actions be a prayer? Can our work for justice be a prayer? Can mindfully working in the garden be a prayer? Can traditional forms of prayer be altered to serve as an expanded understanding and awareness of this practice? One traditional framework of prayer involves four components: adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication. Adoration is praise and worship. Worship, by definition, means to acknowledge worth in something. So praise and worship of the holy, of the sacred, of God, the God of many names, nature, interconnectedness, the goddess, Mother Earth. Confession, acknowledgement of our imperfection as an organic aspect of our inherent nature. Thanksgiving, an expression of gratitude, often despite circumstances where it may be difficult for one to be grateful. And supplication, an expression of what we hope to be, an expression of our aspirations. Adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication. In various traditions, a common theme emerges with respect to prayer. The act of prayer isn't something that one does as an individual. It's something one participates in as part of a larger whole. Writer Laura Marjorie Miller alludes to this when she speaks about praying the rosary. She writes, "Whenever you pray a rosary, you drop into an ocean current of rosaries being said around the world. One that has been said for many ages. The rosary, it is in a sense, is always going, and you just pour your own voice into that river." And Buddhist monk Shunryu Suzuki notes this same intention with Zazen, sitting meditation. He says, "So when I sit, you sit. Everything sits with me. That is our Zazen. That is our sitting meditation. When you sit, everything sits with you." Adoration.
Marcus Aurelius writes, "Everything harmonizes with me, which is harmonious to you, O universe. For me, nothing is too early or too late if it is in due time for you. Everything is fruit to me that your seasons bring, O nature. From you are all things, in you are all things, to you all things return." The stars are dancing, Om Prakash. The stars are dancing tonight, while the moon sits in her golden hammock, swaying back and forth to the rhythm of celestial voices. The beloved is full of rapture, dancing worlds and stars into being, drunk with the wine of passion and filling the heavens with song. Do not sit alone in the dark while creation sings three-part harmony. Dance, my friends, dance wildly, sing joyfully. Fill your heart with the beauty of the beloved as the beloved turns your soul to light. In adoration for all that was, is, and will be, may we join together in a moment of shared silence. Amen. Let us remain seated.
Confession. A Confession by Tatjana Odens. I hated going to church as a child. The mass was dull and uninspiring, the building dark and ominous. I never sensed the presence of God there. Wanted to stay at home with my father and read the Sunday comics, play outdoors, which is where I felt closest to God. My mother, however, was determined to give her children a proper church upbringing. One Sunday morning when I was 9, after a particularly heated argument with my mother, I prayed to God to give me a sign that I could stay home from church from then on and build a relationship with Him on my own terms. The next week, when we went to Mass, we found a heap of smoldering rubble where the church had been. The only part of the building left standing was the bell tower. Terrified by the power of my prayer, I shied away from God. Though I have since rekindled my relationship with Him, to this day I feel responsible for burning down the church.
from the Rumi poem, Childhood Friends. There is nothing worse than thinking you're well enough. More than anything, self-complacency blocks the workmanship. Put your vileness up to the mirror and weep. Get that self-satisfaction flowing out of you. Satan thought, I am better than Adam, and that better than is still strongly in us. Your stream of water may look clean, but there's unstirred matter on the bottom. Your shake can dig a side channel that will drain that waste off. Trust your wound to a teacher's surgery. Flies collect on a wound. They cover it, those flies of your self-protecting feelings. Your love for what you think is yours. Let a teacher wave away the flies and put a plaster on the wound. Don't turn your head. Keep looking at the bandaged place. That's where the light enters you. And don't believe for a moment that you are healing yourself. May we now together confess our weaknesses and shortcomings, our failures to live up to our own expectations in a moment of shared silence.
Early in his life, the legendary jazz saxophonist John Coltrane struggled with alcoholism and heroin addiction. It was a struggle to find purpose and meaning in his life. In the liner notes of his 1965 album, A Love Supreme, he wrote, "During the year 1957, I experienced, by the grace of God, a spiritual awakening, which was to lead me to a richer, fuller, more productive life. At that time, in gratitude, I humbly asked to be given the means and privilege to make others happy through music. I feel that this has been granted through His grace. All praise to God. His way is love, through which we all are. It is truly a love supreme." While in the studio for the recording of the album's final song, he hand-wrote a prayer that he entitled Psalm. And rather than speak the words of the prayer, on the recording itself, he actually played the words with his saxophone. So as we take today's offering, we will hear his prayer of gratitude and thanksgiving along with his recording. And although this is the offering, may we treat it as a meditation of sorts. It is so beautiful. Thank you, God. God is all. Help us resolve our fears and weaknesses. In you, all things are possible. Thank you, God. We know God made us so. Keep your eye on God. God is. He always was. He always will be. No matter what, it is God. He is gracious and merciful. It is most important that I know Thee. Words, sounds, speech, men, memory, thoughts, fears and emotions, time, all related, all made from one, all made in one. Blessed be His name. Thought waves, heat waves, all vibrations, all paths lead to God. Thank you, God. His way is so lovely. It is gracious. It is merciful. Thank you, God. One thought can produce millions of vibrations, and they all go back to God. Everything does. Thank you, God. Have no fear. Believe. Thank you, God. The universe has many wonders. God is all. His way it is so wonderful. Thoughts, deeds, vibrations, they all go back to God, and He cleanses all. He is gracious and merciful. Thank you, God. Glory to God. God is so alive. God is. God loves. May I be acceptable in Thy sight. We are all one in His grace. The fact that we do exist is acknowledgement of Thee, O Lord. Thank you, God. God will wash away all our tears. He always has. He always will. Seek Him every day, in all ways. Seek God every day. Let us sing all songs to God, to whom all praise is due. Praise God. No road is an easy one, but they all go back to God. With all we share God. It is all with God. It is all with Thee. Obey the Lord. Blessed is He. We are all from one thing, the will of God. I have seen God. I have seen ungodly. None can be greater. None can compare to God. Thank you, God. He will remake us. He always has. and he always will. It is true. Blessed be his name. Thank you, God. God breathes through us completely, so gently, we hardly feel it, yet it is our everything. Thank you, God. Elation, elegance, exaltation. All from God. Thank you, God. Amen.
Grateful, by Richard Gilbert. For the chill of an autumnal morning, reminding me I am alive, I give humble thanks. For the warmth of community against the cold indifference of the world, I raise grateful hands. For the grace of the sun setting quietly on a still lake and rolling hills, I say thank you. For a past that I have not yet forgotten, though it recedes all too quickly, I give glad thanks. For the present that I can grasp, nettles and all, I utter a prayer of praise. For an unknown future that both tantalizes and threatens, I am grateful. May we now together express our gratitude and thanksgiving in a moment of shared silence.
One night, a man was crying,
"Allah, Allah."
His lips grew sweet with the praising until a cynic said,
"So I have heard you calling out, but have you ever gotten a response?"
The man had no answer to that. He quit praying and fell into a confused sleep. He dreamed he saw Kidder, the guide of souls, in a thick green foliage.
"Why did you stop praising?"
"Because I'd never heard anything back."
"This longing you express is the return message. The grief you cry out from draws you toward union. Your pure sadness that wants help is the secret cup. Listen to the moan of a dog for its master. That whining is the connection. There are love dogs no one knows the names of. Give your life to be one of them."
My Grandmother's Flesh by Lakota Holyman, John Fire Lame Deer. The medicine man had given me a gourd. In it were 40 small squares of flesh, which my grandmother had cut from her arm with a razor blade. I had seen her do it. Blood had been streaming down from her shoulder to her elbow as she carefully put each piece of skin in a handkerchief, anxious not to lose one. Someone dear to me had undergone pain, given me something of herself, part of her body, to help me pray, to make me strong-hearted. How could I be afraid with so many people, living and dead, helping me?
Now we are going to take the time to help one another and help ourselves through prayer. As Reverend Lon Ray Call says, prayer doesn't change things. Prayer changes people, and people change things. Yes, prayer focuses our intention in an effort to change ourselves for the better. If I pray to be more compassionate, I find that during my day, I look for ways to intentionally be more compassionate. If I pray to be more patient, I find that during my day, at least I try to remind myself to be more patient. Yet many of us still feel selfish in asking for things that will benefit us personally through prayer, yet we are more than comfortable in extending a helping hand to others. Well, this morning, and as part of a week-long prayer ritual, we hope to address this dilemma. In the seat in front of you or nearby you, you will find a note card and a pencil. And on that note card, index card, you can anonymously write, please anonymously write a supplication, an aspiration, a hope, something for which you need. But you will not pray for this. Yet in this coming week, someone else sitting in this very room will pray for this on your behalf. And you will pray from someone else's supplication on their behalf as well. So, and in so doing, we'll create an ocean of current rosaries and prayers being said amongst our community. A rosary and prayer, in a sense, that will always be going and will always be pouring from our own voices into that river. So in a few moments, we'll collect your supplications, and as you leave today, you will pick up a random supplication from those collected. This week, please pray for that supplication with a devotion as if one's very life depended upon it. Let us begin.